clean up your own backyard. Oh, don't you hand me none of your lies.
Here at Rosie on the House, if you'd like to join the conversation, our toll-free phone number is 1-888-767-4348. If you've got questions about organizing or you've got tips you'd like to share that you've actually adapted in your organizing protocol, give us a ring. Let's talk about it. 1-888-767-4348. We're talking particularly today about digitizing your inventory at your home, but there's other things you can do digitally as well. If you've got a few minutes and you're sitting at home, get to the App Store and just click on,
you know, RosieOnTheHouse.com. Click the login that comes in at the top.
Okay.
And that takes you to the download site directly for the Homezada. And then at that point,
that's easier than everything else. Now, what on our homepage, Romy, at Rosie on the House, what do you click?
See by the search key on the upper right-hand side where it says login?
Yes.
Just click on login.
Okay, boom. It takes you right to Homezada?
Yep.
Okay, very good. I love it.
And then the inventory that we've been talking about in the first segment is all part of the free membership service. So you can download it and do the inventory at no cost. But then when you upgrade to premium, it unlocks a number of other tools. So from the dashboard, on the $5 a month subscription, you open up to maintenance, projects, finances. And the maintenance one is actually what we were working on when we stumbled across this app, was some way to digitally help manage and remind us to do projects around the house. And it's also for people that have never been in homes before either. We noticed a lot of people coming to us, you know, this is the first home I've owned. I didn't know I was supposed to be changing my air filters. I didn't know this. I didn't know that. Well, if there was some way to put, the great thing about the digital side of things, we could write a book, but the book would apply to this specific house, or you'd have to have all these additional pages about what, your house may be this, and it may have that, or it may have this and that. Well, when you customize it all to your existing home, you're only going to get reminders that apply to you. If you don't have a pool, we don't put in the pool reminders to check your pH levels and to make sure your backwash and make sure you vacuumed and cleaned it, or that you're
recycled the water.
All those things. But then if you do have a pool, there is a lot of maintenance to it. And whether you pay somebody to come and do the maintenance or not, to have that in your calendar, even as a reminder, instead of, hey, go change your, go recheck your pool chemicals, the reminder is, by the way, fill in the name blank pool service company is coming out today to do this. So you can at least track what you're paying to have done on your home from somebody that offers it as a service. And so that's actually what our weekly to-do is every single week. In our 10 o'clock hour, at the third segment, we have our weekly to-do. And today it is, I don't remember.
Packing decorator gifts away.
Yeah.
Putting away your Christmas. And I have to admit.
Storing holiday decor.
I have to admit, I feel a little bit like a Grinch this year. Our stuff usually stays up for a while.
It's already down.
The tree came down December 26th.
The first year we were married, I did that, and you got so mad. And yep. It was one of those things, expectations, and my family always took it down the day after, and yours waits till Happy New Year.
Whenever we get around to it.
Well, yeah. So this poor little tree was so dry, we did him in on the 26th. But we
we always burn our tree on New Year's Day, and we had the one from the office, the one from our house, and the one from your house. Yours went up the fastest. I mean, it gone.
Yeah. I think that was my fault. When I brought it home, I watered it down completely, but I did not stick the trunk into a bucket of water.
Mm.
And so when I came home, I bought it at lunch, went back to the office. When I came back in the evening, I put it into the stand and filled it with water. And I guess that was just enough time for the bottom to seal up. So I've learned. I wasn't paying attention. But it really made me feel like a Grinch. 3 days after Christmas, all our decorations were down and packed and filed away and put away. And I thought, gosh.
Christmas flew by this year because Thanksgiving was very, very late.
That's true. It was a crowded holiday season.
One of the great things about the feature of this technology is you can assign it to different members of the household. And that way, they can get notifications and reminder directly to their own phones. Hey, don't forget to change the air filter. Hey, don't forget today's the garbage. Don't forget tomorrow we're spraying for pests.